W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is vowing to keep on fighting for the Republican presidential nomination, even though there's virtually no way for her to win. Here's ABC's Alex Brochet in South Carolina, where Haley was badly beaten over the weekend.
Donald Trump barreling into Tuesday's Michigan primary, fresh off a 20-point victory in South Carolina.
Now there's a spirit that I have never seen.
He's now the first non-incumbent Republican presidential candidate to sweep Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And the Trump campaign is burning through cash. Year-end disclosures showing his political fundraising committees spent more than $50 million on legal fees related to the former president in 2023.
Haley says she will stay in the race until Super Tuesday on March 5th, vowing to get out after Super Tuesday. RNC Chairman Ron McDaniel, who was handpicked by Donald Trump. When the stock market opens this morning, Walgreens will no longer be included in the Dow Jones averages. It's being replaced by Amazon. This is ABC News. A grand jury in Uvalde, Texas, has now started sending subpoenas to members of law enforcement who responded to the attack at Robb Elementary School. The investigation could eventually lead to criminal charges. Lawmakers in Hungary are set to vote today on a measure that would allow Sweden to join NATO. Hungary had been the only country blocking the move. This weekend saw the first ever Florida Man Games in St. Augustine, paying homage to all of those wild and weird Florida Man stories.
James Gordon actually won the first contest, which was a race to inhale a plate of pork and sausage. But that would prove to be the afternoon's tamest face-off, as the dozen participating teams also competed in a relay that involved stealing bicycles and catalytic converters.
2-1, fight!
Another showdown featured competitors hitting each other with pool noodles over an inflatable pool.
That's ABC's Danny New. Organizers say more than 5,000 people bought tickets to the Florida Man Games. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two proposed amendments to the Wisconsin Constitution are moving forward. Both ideas came up during the COVID-19 pandemic. One would let churches and other houses of worship stay open during public health emergencies. It needs to be passed by lawmakers one more time. The other would give the legislature more say on how to spend federal money. That amendment now goes to a statewide referendum in November. Governor Evers says he'll veto a Republican bill to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin, but Representative Jeffrey Mersau says the bill has important legal protections for innocent landowners.
That's the whole crux of this whole bill, is trying to get stuff cleaned up without taking and making somebody liable that had nothing to do with it.
Evers says the bill weakens the state's enforcement authority. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers baseball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their spring training games with a win over the Padres Saturday, but a 10-3 loss to the Rockies Sunday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says their best hitters must find their way into the batting lineup.
And that's important. You know, I'm looking at bats 3, 4, you know, that kind of thing is important to me, you know.
NBA, the Bucks with another win. They beat the 76ers 119-98. The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. College hoops, Marquette with an 88-64 win over Xavier. Cam Jones scoring 34 points on his 22nd birthday. Head coach Shaka Smart says the Golden Eagles showed their EGBs, energy generating behavior.
You know, our theme for the day was EGBs, which are always important to us, but we felt like today, you know, we wanted to be at a high level with that, regardless of circumstances. And I thought, even, you know, when the game was tied, you know, 8-10 minutes into the game, you know, our guys stuck with that.
That's Marquette's Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Sunny, warm, and a little breezy today. We'll get to 55 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, 65. By Wednesday, a whole lot colder with scattered snow showers and a high of only 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app. Why did you just turn me down there, Jim?
Oh, sorry, John.
That's
all right.
I thought that was funny. It's all right.
Has that happened before?
Yeah.
No, it's happened before. Yeah. Yeah. My guest is making me nervous, so
I'm good. Eric Enrich, the mayor of Green Bay in town, got a text here. When is the 1-year anniversary of our show? That is going to be, that's from Kurt. It's going to be June 26th, if we make it. I mean, we're still, let's be honest.
We are day-to-day here.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't get the 4-year contract.
Yeah, and
we're
still working about, we're still working here about the helicopter drop, correct?
But we're working, just, there's a lot, John, I don't want to disclose everything, because part of it is, like, you, in this industry, is they you guys call it the tease. So we have an event coming up on June 26th. Like you said, I think I want to underscore that with, if we make it. To our 1-year anniversary, we're going to have a celebration here because the city's been great to us. Civic's been awesome. And we've had a lot of guests on, like a couple hundred over the time. And we're going to invite them down here. Mm-hmm. Little music from the glam band. And it's going to be.
Oh, the glam band's going to perform. Oh, yeah, I did not know that.
Of course that. I just, whatever. Okay. I'm handling this, John. I'll send you the. You're on a need to know basis here.
Okay.
But anyway, we're celebrating something even more special than our 1-year anniversary. The city of Green Bay is celebrating their 170th anniversary. 170 years we have been a city. Mayor Thompson was our first mayor and got everything going. And now, 42 mayors later, we have Eric Enrich in-house. So welcome, right. Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You know what's kind of cool? And again, Jim's going to insult me. I don't care. But when I do my 5,000 steps.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim. Get it out.
No. Go ahead, Jim.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay. That when he does half his steps. Yes, go ahead.
It's cool because even over on that one building I was telling you about that had the real cool decorative things from 1916 on top.
He's talking about the, on Broadway, on Dulcimer Street. That's a cool building.
Yep.
It's an insurance company now.
Right.
Up on top on the,
It's beautiful. It's got a Model T up there, 1916 when that was put. Right. I mean, there's just cool artwork architecturally in downtown, but you got to look up to see it.
Sure.
But anyway, on that wall is a big plaque about where the Native Americans met with whomever or whatever. And that, it's like walk around downtown Green Bay is, you know what I mean? You need to, but it's a really historical thing about what happened right there. And then right behind us over here is another cool one about that's where the road started to get to Chicago was right here.
Right.
So, I mean, there's some cool little things, little landmarks around Green Bay that you actually have to walk and read them to realize, holy crap, this is a really...
Right. Historical.
It is a very historical
place
community, right?
Right and here.
To your point, the Menominee Nation has been in this area for thousands of years,
right?
Jean Nicolet got here in 1634. You know, the founding was 170 years ago, but there's just a lot of about our history that I think is worth celebrating.
But it's cool to see those plaques and read about it, like right here in this exact spot, what happened. Yep. I think that's cool.
Absolutely.
And something we have that the burbs don't, you know? I mean, that's why they're called suburban, you know? They're under us.
But what was that, Todd? Suburban?
Suburban, like sub.
That's where it gets suburban. Okay.
Yeah.
I never knew that before. And that's where a suburb comes from, suburban.
There you go.
Okay. Todd, did you know that?
Yes.
You learn something new every day.
I know, right?
Everybody knows that. Anyway, I want to get back to, and I think.
Have you been in any movies?
No, I have not been in any movies.
Okay.
No.
We're just, well, he's only been married for 5 years.
Hey, can you bring me that picture again? Can you bring that picture?
I might have that here.
Oh, here. Look at this.
Oh, that's nice.
Plays part of a prisoner. Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know about that.
It was 2009 Mare.
Okay.
Yeah. So
when you look up this movie, his picture pops up for the cast.
Just, okay, whatever.
Very
all right,
cool.
Back to Founders Day. Yeah. The Mare is put together an event to celebrate our rich history. And you need to celebrate what you're good at. And history is something that Green Bay has that some other people don't. I mean, Jean Nicolet, we were the first really founding, you know, and there's other cities, but the state was founded in 1848, and 6 years later, we became a city, which I think is really worth celebrating. And right after that, East High School, and just a lot of great history. So you want to celebrate that. We're all in. It's at the Northland Hotel, which is probably the best place you could celebrate history. So what do you have planned for that day?
Yeah, so it's on Tuesday, February 27th, just tomorrow coming up. 5 p.m. is sort of when doors open up at the Northland. Program starts at 6:30, quick program, 6:30 to 7. We're going to do some remarks. Mayor Schmidt's going to be doing the invocation for us. We're really excited to have him to celebrate. And then we've got Beautification Awards, something that the city's been doing for a long time, but just felt like that was a good tie-in here to work in the Beautification Awards into the Founders Day celebration. So pretty casual. I mean, the attire, I guess, is semi-formal, so we're hoping that people, you know, dress up a little bit for it. But the program's going to be pretty casual, just looking forward to getting together and celebrating a lot of great history.
You know, that's one thing about the Northland. Like I said, when I was a little kid, you'd come to Green Bay, and it's like we would go there to try to get autographs from opposing teams. And to me, that was like the Taj Mahal. I mean, the Northland Hotel.
Right.
And in one of my first books, I interviewed this guy who played for the Chicago Bears. And he was a POW then in the war, yada, yada, yada. He came back, and he played one game after being a POW for like 4 years because his body was just shot. But they let him play one more game, and it was in Green Bay. And he talks about he still remembers being at the Northland Hotel. And what they would do is they would put their uniforms on in the hotel.
Right.
And then take a bus over to City Stadium.
Wow.
East side. But he just remembers that being at the Northland Hotel. And it's like, I mean, like Don Hudson stayed here. Curly Lambeau here. Vince, right. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, JFK was there.
JFK. Right.
There's a ton of history just within that building.
And with your event tomorrow, not only do we have the cocktail hour, the socializing hour and a half, and then you have the awards.
Open bar?
No.
Cash bar. I think it's cash bar.
Okay. Yeah. It's a city, John. It's a city.
Just check.
We've got to watch those tax dollars.
Right. That's right.
But then after that, it's kind of a fun place to hang out in the lower level.
Yeah, they've got the bowling alley downstairs, which I'm sure a lot of people probably aren't familiar with. So we're going to have access to that so people can do some bowling and tell some tales and just hang out.
There's a full bar down there. There's a pool table and just good music. That is a fun place. I think you're right. I think because it's in the lower level, a lot of people been to the lobby and, of course, the Walnut Room and Poke the Bear. But, that's going to be a good night. We're looking forward to that. And, you know, thanks for the invite. But,
absolutely.
And it's worth celebrating that 170 years. And I'm sure you're going to talk about your favorite mayor. And then I'd like you to mention me, too, later on.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got to talk about the draft coming up. You know, it's when they first started talking about that, it's like, oh, that's way down the road. Like, oh my gosh, that's like in a year right now. I mean, that's like,
it's coming quick.
What are some of the things that the city's doing about that?
Yeah, I mean, so one thing that we did a few months back, we brought in the Kansas City mayor because we were hosting the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Right.
Kansas City had the draft just this past year. So I thought it was a good opportunity to bring him to town. You know, we weren't sure exactly how the game was going to go. That was a pretty fun one.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. So that was a great one to host for, but ended up having a really good conversation just about, you know, how they pulled things together for the draft. Some of the things that they anticipated and didn't come to fruition, or surprises that they encountered. So that's been part of the pre-planning
process. How many people from outside of Kansas City went to it? Do you know? Did you have any idea on that? Is it more locals, or is it people from all over the country that go there?
You know, I think the attendance was probably roughly about what we're expecting. I'm not sure exactly where those folks were coming from.
Wasn't it like 300,000 or something?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We're looking at 250. Right. Yeah. I honestly think that's probably on the conservative side of things.
But think about that. 250,000 people. A Packer game is, what, 80,000?
Right.
And you can't get a hotel room. So, I mean, there's been a lot of Airbnb coming up,
right.
And there's other things.
I'm renting out his house.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You should get a pretty penny for that, yeah. I would think.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
but yeah, I mean, to your point, Jim, I mean, the statewide impact, I think, is going to be even larger,
right,
because of the fact that, you know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit. But I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
Right. And that ties in a little bit with, you know, what a rich history we have here. I think some people, Packers, 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 but there's so much more to Green Bay. And I think to get them downtown, the city deck, to just talk about the higher education we have here, there's just a lot of cool things we have here in Green Bay.
Right. Well, and that was the thing, too, that was reinforced when the Kansas City mayor visited here, was that, you know, the NFL is dead set on putting together a really solid event, right, especially on campus. And for those who are viewing on television, but it's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on, to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
Have they announced the actual location?
No, and honestly, okay. I mean, I think they just solidified Detroit's campus, right? And that's just coming up.
So that's the next one?
This April, right? So I think there's always a lot of last minute planning that comes into play. I'm going over to Detroit.
Are you guys
going to
say, are you going there? Yeah.
This time around, as well as our police and fire chiefs, probably a few other folks. I know a bunch of people, obviously, with the Packers and Discover Green Bay are going to be headed over there to check things out. So looking forward to experiencing that draft.
Okay, cool.
That's going to be awesome.
So, you know, my big project, you know what that is, right?
Well, you got a bunch of them. Well, so it's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bart Starr Bridge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know you got some thoughts about bridge lighting.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Bridge signage. And
absolutely.
Yeah, all kinds of things.
And so I got my man.
Don't put him on the spot.
What?
I mean,
I'm not.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay.
No, so anyway, my buddy, Spencer. You know Spencer?
I'm familiar with him. I don't think I've met him.
He does some stuff on Lombardi.
So he's doing some concepts for new signage we should have on the Bart Starr Bridge, because and the Nitschke, the two. I'm a firm believer, like, especially when that happens, as soon as you go east over that bridge, as soon as you stop at the stoplight, you are right where the Green Bay Packers began. You're at the birthplace. So I want that bridge to be like the gateway to the beginning of the most prestigious in all of sport, okay? Here's some concepts of signs that he would do. Aren't those cool?
Those are cool.
Isn't that great?
The guy's very talented.
Yeah,
he's amazing, Spencer. And so anyway, so that's what we're hoping to do, is get better signage, and that fence
that's
is kind
awesome.
Of falling apart. The company that owns the fence, and there's barbed wire up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just want Bart Starr deserves something better.
Yeah,
so
I hear you.
That's the project.
And I think
on.
You know, you got to talk to the county and the state and a few other folks.
I met with the county.
Okay.
And then Brian Johnson called me the other day. Says, "Hey, On Broadway wants to get involved."
Oh, nice.
It's on the Broadway side, so we really hope to do that.
That's awesome.
Between Bart Starr and the Ray Nitschke side.
Right. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that.
That's a lot of cool stuff going on.
So John's doing that, and then Jim's dropping ping pong balls.
Well, I'm celebrating.
And wants me to do a dunk tank for Cinco de Mayo.
You can tie these together.
That's mayoral. You see the whole field and tie it together,
yes.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
So what are some things you're going to touch on tomorrow with the we out of time? Can you stick around?
We got
to go to
a break.
Yeah, I can stick around for
a few
minutes.
Well, you got to pick up your kids.
I do.
I take them to school, I mean.
I do. That's my most important duty every day.
You got a couple more minutes or no?
Yeah.
Or no.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Merrick Grinch is here. Back with us.
I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And smoking big cigars, well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here on a Monday morning, Johnny Cash's birthday, and I am surrounded by mayors. Did you know my brother was mayor of Nagani?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Nine votes. Wow.
Yeah, my
Nine
other
is that right?
My other brother was the county sheriff.
Wow.
So one was the mayor, one was
when are you
sheriff.
Running for office?
Yeah. Soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably should.
Yeah. Soon. Yeah. Pretty soon.
We have that coming up. Elections for the city council
and
the county board. And I think that's important that people realize they're a big part of the government.
Right. No, absolutely. And we've got, I think, 11 of 12 of our city council seats are being contested. We've got three retirements, so we're going to have, you know, a bunch of new faces kind of regardless of what happens there, but obviously encouraging everybody to get out and participate in the process. Unfortunately, local elections kind of fly under the radar a little bit more than the state and national ones, certainly. But the impact that we can have locally is pretty tremendous, as you and I would probably attest to. Yeah. So definitely encouraging people to, you know, just hop on. You know, either the city's website or the state's website to figure out what their polling location is and get a little bit informed on who they might be voting for.
Didn't you say somebody lost by three votes the other day?
That was not in the city. That was some
in general.
Oh,
You know, 2 years ago, there was an aldermanic race that was four votes.
Well, wow. there was that recall thing that was with. Nenning and the guy who's there now. Remember that?
Right. And that's right.
That was a recall, and that was two votes. And
right.
And I just think, you know, people, doesn't make a difference. Yes, it does. If everybody had that attitude, you know. So, and it's easy to find information on people. I mean, people work so hard to get their name out there and their issues out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And our clerk Jeffries is always working to administer a really great election. If people are interested in participating in that capacity in terms of, you know, helping out on election day, we'll definitely encourage them to reach out.
So just, I know you got to leave to go pick up your kids, but how's the family doing with this job?
They're good. They're good by and large. You know, they've been very supportive. You know, would not be doing this if my wife Emily and the kids weren't supportive of me having the role. And you know the stresses that it puts on the family and those that are closest to you, probably harder than it is for the individual actually in office.
Totally.
But they've been fantastic about everything. You know, they're getting a little bit older, so you know, they don't think I'm as cool as I was maybe four or five years ago.
That hurts.
They're still pretty great.
But I remember when I took my daughter to vote, she was 18. I had to look over to make sure she voted for me.
Right.
It gets old after, not old, but it's tough on the family.
Yeah,
and some people aren't as nice as they should be, but whatever. Right. I mean, you're the mayor and they should just direct everything towards you, not your wife.
You're not as nice as you should be.
You should have seen me back then.
I can imagine.
He's mellowed.
Yeah.
I've mellowed. So we're really looking forward to tomorrow, celebrating Founders Day at the Northland Hotel. I know it was a ticketed event. You still have a couple seats. If somebody wants, do they call Terry or if someone wants to come?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a handful of seats that are probably still available. It is, you know, we've got, I think, room for about 250. So we're getting close to that number. But if people really want to be there, we want as many people as possible. So feel free to just call the office.
All right. And it's celebrating the 170 years of the city of Green Bay. Plus, you're giving out the beautification awards for people who've gone above and beyond, making their property look nice, do great things for the community. And
right.
That's That's a great event. It's been going on for a long time, but something that's worth celebrating. I'm glad you're doing that tomorrow night. So, yeah, you got to go get the kids.
Can I just talk about one more project I want to do?
Sure.
I want to do an archaeological dig around the river.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, you got to talk to the State Historical Society before you do it, because you can run into some problems otherwise.
Well, I was just going to do it on my own, to be honest with you.
I figured you'd be out there with the backhoe.
Exactly.
You know. Yeah.
Stop development. No.
Hey, I know you got to run. Eric, really great having you here.
Thank you for coming in, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, all right. Thanks so much for having me.
See you tomorrow night.
You bet. Absolutely. Very cool.
That's going to be a fun event. I mean, like we said, you know.
Can I come with you?
Celebrate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Celebrating history. Take care, Mayor. Celebrating our history is a good thing.
I agree.
And it's something we got that other people don't. So
Love it.
And those beautification awards are fun, too, to see who.
Didn't get a chance to talk to him about my museum.
We'll get him back.
All right.
Didn't get a chance to talk to him about my museum either.
I know.
Then I want to partner with him on, I want to crack down on noise, and I want to either raise private money or I want to get these decibel readers, and because the city's too loud.
I can't disagree with that.
Nobody can.
Yeah,
nobody could say to me, you know what? It's a quiet city. It's not. It's a loud, loud, louder city. Every year it gets louder and louder and louder, and I don't know if because when people buy motorcycles, I know they sell them, but then they take the baffles out and. I don't know why.
I could see you back there having glass pack mufflers.
Oh, I would never.
Did you have
that.
A glass
no
pack?
No way.
No?
No, I didn't.
Do they even still make those? That was the big deal when I was like in high school. Do you have glass packs on your Roadrunner?
Do they
still make glass packs?
I don't think so.
Todd, do they still make glass packs?
But
not sure.
Off
the shelf, they're, the equipment is not as loud. The people take it home and then make it loud. So that's everybody's like, well, crack down on the dealers. It's really not the dealer's fault. It's the owner. So anyway, we'll work on that. But tomorrow is not a day of criticism. It's a day of celebration. And 170 years to have a city that we have that's so well known. Now, granted, the Packers had a lot to do with it. But I mean, the number one city in the United States.
But, you know, I said before, like when I walk for my 3 hours every day. When you see those plaques and you read about what happened in those exact spots, it's really cool. It's really cool history.
It is. And
people, why do you insult me over five?
You didn't walk for 3 hours. You try to slide that in.
5,000 steps is a pretty long way.
It took you 3 hours to walk 5,000 steps?
No, not. No.
I was going to say, get the walker.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, I will say, I got to be honest with you on something. I actually thought about this. I picked up my pace. Because there's a lady going over the bridge and she was in a walker, and it's like I wasn't gaining on her. Honest to God, truth. It's like, oh my goodness, how short are my steps? So I literally picked up my pace so I could pass her.
All right, no, that is great. I
was enjoying the scenery.
Yes, that's good. And we talked.
And
about-
we got Dr. Kristen on here. She'll say 5,000 is good. 5,000 is really good.
Better than what you used
Plus
to do.
Plus with my impingement.
Yes. No, you didn't call. What was it called?
Impingement.
It was an impingement.
It's an impingement.
Yeah.
Todd, okay, was it an impingement?
Yes.
Right. It could be, yes.
It's an impingement. I might have to get a new hip.
We're proud of you, John.
I'm still out there walking.
And it's how old is that hip? 12?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah. But that's what I'm donating. Like I said, I'm an organ donor, and I am donating my hip when I die to somebody.
John, nobody wants it.
They would want
it. That's a used part.
Oh, my God.
That's a used part.
It's plutonium, Jim. It never wears out. It's what the space shuttle's made out of. Okay? It's fireproof. It's everything. I'm donating. I'm an organ donor. I'm donating my artificial hip.
That is not an organ. That is a piece of metal. That is not an organ. Organ donating is where they transfer it into someone, and they say, oh, look, we got a donor.
Do you know what they cost? Like $100,000 or something.
Well, then donate it.
And I'm donating
it to your kid.
I'm donating it to somebody.
Okay,
so they can have
sense.
A free one.
And
that's
melt
what
it
I'm
down.
Doing. They're not going to melt it down. I'll have them take it out before they embalm me or whatever.
See, I think we should take it and create a piece of artwork someplace in the city to commemorate you.
Maybe that would be a good idea too.
Okay,
you can ask the mayor that.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know why you have a problem with this. I'm trying to save somebody a lot of money.
You talk like your hip is like some...
Well, what else?
Like a heart
or
a liver.
You think somebody wants my kidneys?
No.
My liver?
Not at all.
My heart?
That Swiss cheese?
Then what else is left? I got a hip. It's a good hip.
Yeah, but it's not yours.
Oh, whose is it?
The guy who sold it. Well, I don't know. It, John, nobody wants that hip.
It's my favorite Johnny Cash song. For dessert. I could be Johnny Cash.
that I fumbled in my closet.
And my clothes and found my
See,
cleanest
I just let it,
dirty shirt.
What do you guys should sing? Because you guys aren't on the same
I think we are.
Tune.
I think we are.
All right.
All right. Mine on the Mare.
Johnny and Johnny.
Back after this.
And stumble down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoke my mind the night before.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Could consumers' desire to shed a few pounds actually enhance dairy consumption? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It could, depending on how they're doing it. Mike North, broker analyst with EverAg, says some of the new pharmaceuticals that consumers are turning to try to lose that weight may actually enhance their desire for dairy.
We are starting to see a movement towards a couple of different drugs in the consumer market that help people maintain or lose weight and, you know, other things. Ultimately, what it causes is a greater interest in high protein foods. And I think, you know, as you observe the behavior of food companies, as you look at, you know, what's going on, there's a lot of people that are looking to elevate protein levels and to even offer new products.
And many of those new products, including high-protein dairy. That's Mike North, broker analyst with EverAg. Markets and overnight electronic trade, at least for right now on a Monday, looking pretty healthy. Numbers are next.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodancevet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese went up a half a cent to 161.5. 40-pound block cheese was a nickel stronger, finished the week at $1.55. Double A butter was up 3.75 cents to 2.85 a pound. This morning, Class 3 March milk is up 2 at 17.33. April's up 9, 17.94 a hundredweight. In overnight electronic trade right now, we've got December corn up a penny and a half at 4.51. November beans are unchanged at 11.30. July new crop wheat currently 4 cents stronger at 5.73 a bushel. Just a quick reminder, March 1st, that's coming up this Saturday, the deadline if you want to submit your farm or home for century or sesquicentennial recognition during this year's Wisconsin State Fair. We've got a downloadable application at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Sunny, warm, and a little breezy today. We'll get to 55 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, 65. By Wednesday, a whole lot colder with scattered snow showers and a high of only 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Once again, special thanks to Mayor Eric for stopping in. We got a lot more to talk to him about next time, Jim, because I got a lot of projects I want to do around here.
That we do.
Yes. Talking about projects, introduce our special guests, some folks that, you know what, had the courage to do what you love to see people do, invest in the community and start something up on their own.
And it really bring something unique to the community. And I just love that about Green Bay. And matter of fact, tomorrow, Eric was on here because we're talking about 170 years of history. And part of our history are the unique venues we offer. And you guys have done that with Hamlet.
Hamlet. How'd Hamlet
you
come Creek.
Up, tell me about, introduce yourself. Tell me about how you came up with that name, Hamlet.
This is Patience and Chris, by the way. Hello, guys.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, yes. So, I'm Patience. It's my husband, Chris. And we started off in the wedding photography business and had the great opportunity to experience this beautiful venue at a time in the past. And we just knew we loved it. As for the name Hamlet Creek, our photography studio went by the same name. And so we wanted to make sure that people knew who we were. And so that's been a lot of fun as we've stepped into this space.
So basically you guys took over the old Martyrs Church, right?
Yes.
Lady of Martyrs or something right across the pearly gates.
Yes.
You know it because it's always got that cool booyah shed there.
Oh, yeah,
I went to lots
sure.
of church picnics there.
Yes.
Phenomenal booyah.
Yeah.
But you guys, and I went to a lot of funerals there over the years, but you guys bought it, correct, and have renovated it? So tell me how this project worked. Because I love stuff like this when people do this.
Yeah. So the church actually went up for sale, I believe, somewhere in the late aughts to early 2010s and was bought by a couple named Barry and Gina. And they established the wedding chapel business at that point. So they did a renovation and established that. And then my wife and I, as she said before, we were in the wedding photography business. I got into that about the same time, became friends with the owners over my career. And then this past year, we kind of took a leap of faith and went in and bought that business.
Outstanding.
And that building that you have was built in 1883.
Yes.
So
yes,
we are lots of history
celebrating.
There.
We're celebrating the city's 170th birthday tomorrow. So you're not far behind.
No, not
no,
far.
No.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's really awesome.
We still have those original floors and beams in the ceiling.
Really?
So obviously, our building has been renovated, but we really love the way it honors the classic look of it and the history that it has. You can walk in that building and not only do you feel like you're walking into this beautiful space, you feel that history
right
when you walk in, which is such a cool feature that we love sharing.
And you just can't replicate history. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Burbs try to do that, but they can't. I mean, that's why the Northland Hotel, Hamlet Creek, those are just really cool historical buildings that are worth celebrating. So people come there for a lot of different reasons. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. So the previous owners definitely focused on the wedding chapel area. Uh-huh. And that is something that we have continued and we're looking to expand on. So we do a lot of different things, but we're really looking to get different community members in different parts of the arts community. We have a huge connection to downtown Broadway.
Nice.
And so many wonderful musical artists, physical artists that just do such great work. And we want to make sure that we share our space with them, too.
Yeah, Chris, we talk about that on this show a lot is, you know, sometimes we're just a little overshadowed by the sports. And you know, but there's so much talent in this community when it comes
absolutely
to small venues for music and ensembles. And so that's something you're going to be reaching out to?
Yeah. So in this adventure of small business, we've had the honor of making a number of different friends. As Patience said previously, we've made a lot of friends with the Broadway District, but one of the other set of people that are just amazing are the Ledgestone Vineyards.
Letchstone Vineyards and Gnarly Cellar, Gnarly Cedar Brewery. They are out of Greenleaf, Wisconsin, and they have brought so much awesome music culture to that area with their summer series.
Right, and so we've actually been able to partner with them to bring in a few local musicians and put together a more than just like a listening room, like a real event.
Right.
That we get a host in our historic building, and you kind of like bring this full circle of talent and, you know, want of growing a community and building a culture. And it's been it's a real blessing and honor to be able to provide a space for people to get together and just kind of share joy and celebrate life. Like, it all sounds cheesy, but it's...
No, I get it. I get it. And to have that venue for them at Hamlet Creek, because you're not going to go to the Widener. I mean, it's a great acoustics, very well designed, 2,000 seats though, right? And the Meyer even at 1,000. What kind of venue you got there?
Yeah, well, that's the other kind of joy for us, as we kind of view it, is like our kind of max capacity is that like 180.
Perfect, right?
Yep. Are the pews still there?
Sorry?
Are all the pews still in it?
They are not. So it's
open it up then.
Yeah, wide open space.
Yeah.
They are in the basement.
Okay.
So they are.
Well,
some of them.
What's the oldest? Do you have any that are like original?
I'm not certain.
Tucked way in the back, there's some in our fancy storage area. We do definitely have some treasures from the past. That
really?
Is for sure.
Can I have some?
John would make them into birdhouses.
I want them. I love stuff like that. I got a pew. I got one from the place in Stangleville. No, not Stangleville. One of those, Kellnersville, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
From that one church that closed down.
The windows, that was...
Yeah, that thing's got to be 150 statues, years old, that pew.
Love it.
I love it.
Yeah, we're all about a mix of old and new. We've got antique furniture that's old as the building.
Wow.
And then we've got everything up to modern amenities. We had a wonderful local artist who's a local tattoo artist come in and do a full mural wall for us.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So we're really looking to keep that integrity of that place, that old charm, but we've made it pretty. We have a lot of fun in there.
I think it's awesome. I congratulate you guys on doing that. I wish more people would do that. I hate when old buildings get knocked down.
Yeah.
But as we talked about on this show, it's cheaper. I mean, it just is. Yeah. You could have raised that building and built something new for what you got in it. But, you know, we have a lot of respect for you and just admiration for you preserving that 1883 chapel and turning that into a venue that, you know, weddings, business meetings, birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, whatever we want to do, we can do that out there. So Patience and Chris, you guys are a married couple that starting a business is hard. I mean, it's a lot of work and can be a little bit stressful too. I mean, what made you get into this thing?
Please, by all means.
Well, see, he's learning. There you go.
Yeah. Hey, patience has no patience.
Yeah. No. Can I? My mom was hoping for something with that name. It just never came around. But I like to think that we got into this business because we just love the joy of things like weddings and events. And that really meant something to us. And we were working a wedding, doing photography, and we saw another really awesome young couple doing the same thing over at Vickery Village. Mm-hmm. They run a beautiful venue over there. And we were really inspired by the way that they had gotten started. We got to talk to them a little bit, and it just made us think, you know what? We know this space, and we love this space. So let's try it. Let's give it a shot.
Well, that's great. I mean, we're pretty glamorous. Oh, man, you know, Patience, you own that building. It's like, well, I also unplugged the toilet yesterday.
I don't know if Patience did that. Let's see.
Well, okay, Chris.
Patience responded to all of your emails. Don't worry.
How are you getting the word out that you guys are open for business?
We have a really solid team of younger...
social media people.
Right. Yeah. Hungry people want to make their mark. And they've been fantastic. A lot of it is spoken word. It's references. It's recommendations,
which is the best type of advertising.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say.
The whole goal is to build a reputation. So our hope is that us pouring ourselves and our family into the space reflects in the service that's provided to our customers, which would then hopefully grow
Absolutely.
Our reputation.
Sure.
Yeah. I did just really want to say that we are so excited for this next coming month. This coming March 1st and March 29th, we are welcoming in two wonderful musical artists. We have Charlie Parr, who is a Minnesota local blues artist with a wonderful regional following. And then we have Dead Horses out of Milwaukee coming in on March 29th. Both of those shows are almost sold out. So
Todd has a comment he would like to make.
Dead Horses is absolutely incredible.
Oh, my gosh. They are just both sets of them very different, but very, very wonderful live performers. And that sound of either of them and our old church acoustics is just going to be magical.
Yeah.
What kind of music is it?
So Charlie Parr is that traditional blues artist. He brings people who dance. They have a party with him. And then Dead Horses is really taking over the folk and singer-songwriter industry right now. They've been charting on Spotify. They've been doing absolutely wonderfully. So it's going to be a real honor to have them in our space.
And when is this?
So Charlie Parr will be March 1st, and Dead Horses is March 29th, and we're doing that in partnership with Ledgestone Vineyards and Gnarly Cedar Brewery out of Greenleaf. We have to give a huge shout-out to them because we would not have been able to get that pull with those artists without those friendships.
Right. Oh, boy, is that a connection industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds great. I'd love to see both of them.
Yeah, I'll go to the Charlie Parr. I don't know. I had a Shetland pony. I can't relate to that.
You can come, absolutely. I'll put you right on the list. You can just show up at the door.
Whatever happened to your pony?
He went to I can't think of the name of the place. Bolin
Elmer's?
It was Todd.
Monday morning, 7:45.
It was Todd.
No, he went to a horse farm, a horse ranch, where you can go and pay to ride horses. I could ride them for free, but no.
And ride them over the rainbow.
Right, there you go.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Right.
Is he the only guy you've ever met personally that had a Shetland pony?
Chris avoids people that have horses.
I'm afraid of horses.
So am I.
I respect them. I respect their power.
They, you just treat them like any other animal. Every day, though, they get mad if you don't ride them every day. They don't like that. It's like,
I don't want to make them mad.
Right.
And I will allow someone else to ride them then.
Okay. I think your fear of horses comes from your respect of horses.
Yeah. It's the same respect that I have for God.
Or that hoof mark he's gotten on his forehead. One of those two things. So this is great what you're doing. And to reach out to the community and look, it's kind of a competitive market. On the other hand, there's a huge market to bring people in that people are looking for things and, you know, price points and whatever you're going to do on that. But people
like unique things, too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I just think to preserve a building, 1883, I mean, they're just not making those anymore. That's just very cool that you and your family took it upon yourself to say, look, we're going to save this building. We're going to restore this building. And to have modern with history is very cool. I mean, look at Poke the Bear Restaurant, right? That's a pretty modern restaurant, absolutely. But it's also in a building that's, 100 years old. So, just thanks for doing that. So you've got these two big events coming on, this Charlie Parr and Dead Horses. What else you got on the docket?
Well, we've got lots and lots of weddings and space for more. But we are really hoping to get some more local artists in through the summer for some smaller patio parties. We host a wonderful art and wine night monthly, and we're looking to expand the events we host. So honestly, if there is anyone out there who has a place, who is looking for a place to do an event, let us throw you a party or whatever we can do.
And how do they do that? Tell us.
You can give us a call, you can email us, or best way actually is going to be go right to our website, hamletcreek.com, HamletCreek.com.
If you ever think about throwing away that real old stuff, would you call me first and let me take a look at it?
I will, but you're going to you're going to need to bring me a prize in exchange.
Oh, absolutely. Bring you a t-shirt.
Absolutely. All right. Okay. See, now we've got a deal.
Like a C-note. That's the kind of prize you should give her.
Oh, I thought it was just some swag.
This is great. So HamletCreek.com.
Yes.
If you want to see what's going on or even make a reservation, learn a little bit more about your business. You want to give out a phone number?
920-393-8272.
Beautiful. This is exciting. I can't wait to see your place.
Patricia Patience.
Oh, so close. You got it.
Yeah. Patience and Chris. I can't read my own handwriting. Patience and Chris. You know, you're entrepreneurs. You're not only entrepreneurs, but you're really getting this community together through music and arts. And that's we're known for that. And just congratulations to you. I love young entrepreneurs, and you're doing an awesome job. We'll see you out there on March 1st for Charlie Pride. I know it's Charlie Parr. I was just kidding. Right. I know it's Charlie
all
Parr.
All right. Thanks for being so here, you guys.
It's
congratulations.
Been wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Mind of the Mayor, back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and the Civic Media app.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
On the Mayor here on a Monday morning. 27 degrees in Green Bay, 34 in Appleton, 32 in Oshkosh. Looks like a nice week weather-wise coming up once again to close out February.
I think tomorrow we're in the 60s.
Unbelievable.
60s.
Unbelievable.
But then love like it. One day we go down to the 30s again, and then we start going up again, right?
You know what? When it's in the 60s, I'm going to do 6,000 steps that day.
Okay.
What do you think about
love
that?
Love it. I love it, John.
All right, great.
You know, just bring the hip. Okay.
Join us right now, our own civic media marketing person, Crystal Holtz, who just started here a couple of weeks ago. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yes. Happy Monday to you.
Crystal, you're familiar with the area.
I am. I actually grew up here, moved away for a short period of time, but I'm back.
All right. And when we talk about the civic media marketing person, sales is a function of marketing. So
you are going to be
bringing in sponsors and advertisers and the like, right?
That is my goal and objective.
All right. And what area do you cover? Is it just our station here?
Well, I mean, I'm able to sell across the state.
Oh, good.
However, I really want to dig locally. This community, I mean, there's a lot of things going on, a lot of things people don't know about or know about and really haven't tapped into. So,
do they know about us yet?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course
right.
they do.
All right.
Is it good or bad?
Yeah,
that's the big question.
Right. I've only heard good things.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. You're our guest. But yeah. But this is radio, and I'm relatively new to it. John's been around 40 years, as has Todd. But once you get into it, it's pretty pleasant to listen to. You know, I've listened to radio a lot more since I've been working here, even after our show. There's other shows that come on. And,
yes.
So what do people say when you go in there and say, look, I'm with Civic Media Radio? Are they all like, oh, social media is the new thing? Or are they engaged in radio?
You know, right now, Jim, this is week three for me.
I understand. Yeah.
So right now it's just kind of interacting and building that rapport with the community, identifying so they know who I am. Call me. You know, what are your needs? What's your goals? What's your objectives? So we can get in there and assist them. And maybe they'll be on the Mine Own Mayor show.
Well, you know, one thing I told Jim, too, though, is with radio, and the one thing I've learned, it just does take time. It just, you know, for people to find you, to tune in. Because, again, you're asking somebody to listen to a radio station or a new show or something like that. You're asking them to change their routine, their personal routine.
Right.
Because in a lot of people, you know, especially with radio, you know, they get in their car to drive someplace in the morning, drive to work or whatever. And it's like, that is like when I was on IXX, like that was a big part of their day because they really invest with a radio show a while. So it takes time to get people to do that.
It does. I totally agree. And I'm the same way, John. I get in the car in the morning, turn the radio on, and I'm set.
Exactly.
I don't think twice about it.
Exactly. And if you don't have that, you feel like you're missing something. Yeah, yeah, right. I agree.
So we, but the local that you're leaning into, do you have, how does that work? Do people buy? Do they sponsor shows? Do they buy long-term contracts, short-term? I mean, what can people look forward to?
It's all going to depend on what their needs are, their personal needs are, as far as their businesses go. I mean, we may need one person that just needs advertising, maybe 30-second commercials a couple times a day. Then we may have someone that says, you know what, I really want to be on that show. I want to let people know who I am. You know, let's get me on that show, and there's a sponsorship for you.
That'd be great.
We're super nice to our guests, aren't we?
Yes, they are. Yeah, yes, they are.
And we're really good to our sponsors. Let the sponsors know we're really, really good to them.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. We need them. Yeah. Well, good. What made you get into this?
I knew that question was coming. Well, you know, I think radio was looking for me more than I was looking for radio, to be honest. I, my past history, I was the advertising director for the United Tribe, and then got into hospitality, did that for a number of years, and did start looking again for hospitality and started getting these calls from radio saying, hey, would you be interested in just checking it out? And I did. And here I am.
Well, having fun?
Yes,
good.
I am.
Right. Excellent.
Lots of fun.
We're glad you're here. And then if somebody wants a discount, they're going to drop John Minel's name because he's a big deal in town.
Yeah, I
say
use both your names. No. You're both pretty well known.
You know, one thing though about radio too is, you know, I was in TV for a lot of years, but the cool thing about radio is you can just pretty much be yourself. You don't have, you know, on TV, you've got that short little time and you got to be that person, that TV guy,
that's
so
true.
To speak. And here, you could just be your absolute natural personality, whoever you are, good or bad. But that's what I love about radio.
Yes.
You're not put in this one little box. And so what I'm saying is when it comes to advertisers or somebody that wants to be a part of that show, we try to incorporate them as they're not just doing a commercial. We're not just running their spot. They're part of the show. You know, invest with us.
And they're
us,
part of the community
thing.
When you're looking locally.
Yeah.
Businesses, small businesses, large businesses, but you're part of the community. So that's what we're here for.
Exactly.
And our signal, we have towers here in Green Bay, Appleton and Oshkosh. Are you covering, are you doing sales down there?
We do have account execs already in Oshkosh, I believe. And I do believe a new one in Appleton as well.
All right. So Green Bay, greater Green Bay is your focus.
Call me.
All right. And how? Where? Just give us your...
Give yourself a pitch right here.
I have the Civic Media email, but we all do.
Yeah, we all do. You can email me at crystal.holtz, H-O-L-T-Z, at civicmedia.us.
Right. Beautiful.
And I will get right back to you.
Want to give out a phone number?
954-947-9889.
Beautiful.
Right. Now Jim's going to be calling you just at all hours of the day, checking in.
How we doing, Blue?
Jim, I've got an idea for
how
you.
How we doing? Yeah. Try that. Well, we'll get some great sponsors on the 26th for our annual anniversary with the ping pong. They're gonna put their promotional things on the ping pong balls, and they're going to drop, and then
Crystal,
people will get those.
Crystal, do not listen.
Isn't that
listen,
a great idea?
Don't listen
Crystal,
to
listen,
him.
Look at me, Crystal. Don't look at him.
Don't even.
I'm confused.
No.
Well, if you're marketing director, Crystal, I think you need to take it and run with it.
There you go. Yeah, make this happen.
When's the helicopter going to be outside our window?
Make this happen.
Make it happen. Here you go. First mission. Yep. Go right ahead.
She'll be running all right, right down the street.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I did a lot of work with you guys back in the day when you were with Oneida.
Me too.
Yep.
Big Ernie Stevens Jr. and I were great friends.
Yep,
Mike
Ernie
Metoxin.
Still around. Mike Metoxin, yep.
Mike is still mad at me after like
probably,
25 years.
Probably.
So I'm doing
Grumpy
a golf tournament.
Old men.
Doing a golf tournament. And I played with Mike and the whole bunch, your whole group. And I was also doing the auction then and pulling out the thing. Mm-hmm. And they had a set of Cobra clubs. It was like worth $1,000 for a set of clubs. And I pulled it out and it's like, do we have a winner? You know, blah, blah, blah. So I reach into my pocket. It's like, oh my God, it's me. Yeah.
Did you keep them?
Yeah. But it turns out
they were
Mike's tickets. He goes, Mike, remember I had to leave and I asked if you had been.
Oh, that's funny.
I know.
I can see them holding a grudge.
So,
yeah.
So I never gave them back to him either.
What a guy.
But yeah, they were Mike's tickets.
I'll remind
Ask
Mike.
Him, remind Mike. He will still remember it. He actually won the clubs when I claimed them.
Crystal Holtz, advertising executive, marketing manager here at Civic Media, WGBW. Give her a call. Check the email. We'd love to be working with you.
Thanks.
Bring it on. Right. Great having you here, Crystal. We're out of time already. We're back here tomorrow morning. We've got a lot of stuff going on. Have yourselves a phenomenal Monday. See ya.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Tune in Monday, special Devil's Advocates, live from Michigan before the primary, Dom's old stomping grounds. Listen, WMDX, 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.